Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
In this episode of the Football History Headlines, we discuss the Raiders' first AFL championship win and the legendary 1967 Ice Bowl game, as well as many more legendary stories on this December 31st edition of your Football History Headlines.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And it is the last day of the year, December 31st episode. And what a great year 2021 was for Pigskin Dispatch. There's a lot of heartache that's happened in the world. There is every year. This has been a really trying year for all of us around the world with a pandemic that's still going strong and just won't let go. But at Pigskin Dispatch, and thanks to you, our listeners, you let us bring a little bit of opportunity to escape what was going on in the world around us and with the game of football and its great history. And we just want to take a second to thank you for listening and share with you some of the great things that we've done this year. 2021, we launched off with, we continued on with our football history headlines, which we're going to go on with today. We'll have our December 31st headlines in just a moment. But just some other great items. We got to do some great interviews. Our first interviews, we started off with Craig Woodard, Sr., a great football player that played some high school and college football game in my local area of northwestern Pennsylvania. We also got to talk to the great Upton Bell, former personnel director of the Baltimore Colts, one of the general managers of the New England Patriots. His father was Burt Bell, former commissioner, founder of the Philadelphia Eagles, and he's a grandson of John C. Bell, who sat on those great football rules committees with Walter Camp back in the beginning through the stocking cap era. Got some great insight from him. We've had some other great guests. We went into our Football by Numbers series right after the Super Bowl, and we talked about all 100 numbers, 0 through 99, of the NFL and the greatest players to wear each of those. And we had some tremendous, tremendous guests, and I can't thank them enough. Many of my fellow podcast hosts here on Sports History Network, as well as many more great historians of the game and very big fans of the game, and we are glad that we could share their knowledge with you and learn something ourselves about the greatest football players of all time. We've got into covering all the early football teams this year. We've got some scandals, some great games and hobbies of the game of football, and just some delightful things that we've really got to talk to some really interesting people. And we thank you for listening and making this possible. And we're looking forward to 2022. As we told you, we have a couple of more surprises up our sleeves. We have the SportsJerseyDispatch.com podcast coming out. The Jersey Dispatch website that correlates to it. So we're going to talk more about jersey numbers, but go into some other sports. That's coming through Pigskin Dispatch's branch. We're also teamed up with Oz Davis of the Truly the Goats series and SHN Showcase, and also Game Film. Anyway, Oz and I have partnered together to bring you a great audio drama that's coming out. We've already seen some trailers. We've seen the pilot come out. Orville Mulligan, sports writer. We're going to bring to you sports history in a little bit different way than the normal podcast. We're going to bring it through to a story of actual historic events that's happening with some fictional characters in it. Make sure you check it out, orvillemulligan.com, or at your favorite podcast provider, Orville Mulligan, sports writer. So Now, I want to get back into our football history headlines for December 31st, you know, remembering the years gone by. But let's think about the December 31st have gone by. We'll start off December 31st, 1961, in the new city stadium, Green Bay, Wisconsin. The NFL championship game of 1961 pitted the New York Giants against the Green Bay Packers. The Packers won their first of five NFL titles in a seven-year span by Packers and head coach Vince Lombardi. They shut down the Giants 37-0 per the Pro Football Reference website. Paul Hornung scored a touchdown, kicked three field goals, and three extra points to lead the Packers. As a side note, the new city stadium was renamed to Lambeau Field 1965 after the death and in honor of the legendary Packers coach Curly Lambeau, per an interesting story on the Stadiums of Sports Pro Football website. That's a great one to read there. December 31st, 1967, Oakland's Alameda County Stadium. The AFL Championship game pitted the host Raiders against the Houston Oilers. Quarterback Daryl LaMonica, who had been claimed off of waivers from Buffalo early in the season, led the Silver and Black to a 13-1 record per the American Football Database. Houston, on the other side, went from last place in the AFL's Eastern Conference the previous season to the top position in 1967. LaMonica had two scoring passes and one touchdown with his legs, while George Blanda booted four field goals through the uprights to help Oakland win its first AFL championship. Final score, Oakland Raiders 40, Houston Oilers 7. Also on December 31st, 1967, at Lambeau Field, Green Bay, Wisconsin, the NFL championship game, which is also remembered as the Ice Bowl. With the game time temps around minus 13 degrees Fahrenheit at Lambeau Field, it lived up to its name of the Frozen Tundra. Some interesting facts about this game. Referee Magazine tells us how ref Norm Schachter said that there was only one official whistle blown the whole game, and it was right before the opening kickoff. At the time, there was only metal whistles available. There were no plastic whistles. And so when the temperature's being that low, the umpire lost a little bit of skin off his lips, and the crew never tweeted another one the rest of the game, worried about the freezing to their lips and, you know, tearing their skin up. Schachter's own whistle was found to have a wooden ball frozen in place in the metal part. As for the players, it would have been a great game no matter what the temperature was, as there would be 12 future Hall of Famers on the field that day in the Arctic conditions. Plus, each head coach would get a bust in Canton too, according to JS Online article. Even when you don't consider the great people involved in the extreme weather, was an awesome game to boot. Drama at the end as Bart Starr keeps the ball and plunges into the frozen end zone. Green Bay Packers' last-second heroics defeated the upstart Dallas Cowboys 21-17 in the coldest NFL game on record. December 31st, 1972, Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh. The AFC Championship game was played in Pittsburgh, a mere week removed from the thrilling Immaculate Reception win over Oakland, faced the undefeated Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins were too much for the Steelers in this one, as they kept the loss column clean, knocking off Pittsburgh 21-7. Yes, these were the 1972 Dolphins, who would go on to win the Super Bowl and become the only Super Bowl-era team to go undefeated and win the title. One interesting question arises is, why were the Steelers the home team if Miami clearly had a better record? Well, I found the best answer at funtrivia.com by Drew H2OS. From 1970 through 1974, after the merger, the AFL and the NFL teams were not seeded by winning percentage. Home playoff games were determined by the preset rotation through each of the three divisions. Select division winners would play all playoff games at home, regardless of the comparative record of their opponent. The AFC Eastern Division champion Miami Dolphins had gone undefeated, yet played in the AFC Championship game in Pittsburgh because the AFC East was not in the home game rotation that year, and Pittsburgh was. The current system of having the best winning percentage team receiving the home field advantage throughout the NFL playoffs started just a couple years later in 1975. December 31st, 1973, the 40th Sugar Bowl. Number 3 Notre Dame defeated number 1 Alabama 24-23. December 31st, 1974, the 41st Sugar Bowl. Number 8 Nebraska beats number 18 Florida 13-10. December 31st, 1991, J. Donald Crump resigned as a CFL commissioner. According to a Wikipedia post, Crump was the seventh commissioner of the Canadian Football League and held the position for just shy of 2 years. Previously, he had been an executive with the Hamilton Tiger Cats. December 31, 1997, Marv Levy retires as the coach of the Buffalo Bills after 12 seasons, including four consecutive losing Super Bowl appearances. Marv was 72 years old at the time. December 31st, 2017, the Cleveland Browns, with a 28-24 loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers at Heinz Field, earned the dubious claim of becoming only the second team in NFL history to finish a season with an 0-16 record. The other was the 2008 Detroit Lions. Pro Football Reference shows us that Juju Smith-Schuster's 96-yard kickoff return and touchdown in the third quarter was the difference maker in this contest. Now, it's time to get to some Hall of Fame birthdays for this December 31st. In the year 1875 in Uniontown, New Jersey, Lafayette College's stellar guard, Charles Babe Reinhart, was born. The NFF says that Reinhart was one of the first players outside the Ivy League to garner All-American recognition from the legend Walter Camp, who picked the teams. Other experts of the gridiron era had high regard for Babe as well, as Park Davis, an authority of football's early era, named Reinhart to his all-time All-America first team, while the New York Sun football editor George Trevor hailed Reinhart as one of the greatest guards of the era. The College Football Hall of Fame also found recognition for him and placed the name of Babe Reinhart into their fold in 1964. December 31st, 1928, Los Angeles, California. The University of Washington star halfback from 1949 through 1951, Hugh the King McElhaney, was born. The website footballfoundation.org informs readers that McElhaney, with his speed and open field prowess, marked the record book up with new ink as Washington during his career. During his junior season of 1950, Hugh set a single game marks for rushing with 296 yards, touchdown scoring with five of them, and a total points of 30 as his Huskies embarrassed rival Washington State 52-21 in the season finale. McElhaney followed up that with a spectacular senior year as he ran back a 100-yard punt return for a touchdown against USC and finished the season with 17 touchdowns and 125 total points, which led to him receiving first-team All-American honors. The National Football Foundation selected Hugh McElhaney into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1981. In 1952, Hugh was picked by the San Francisco 49ers as their top pick, and his NFL career spanned over 13 seasons in San Francisco, Minnesota, Green Bay, Detroit, and New York. Hugh played in six NFL Pro Bowls and was the game's MVP in 1958. He finished his career with 11,375 net yards. In 1970, Hugh McElhaney received his much-deserved place in the Pro Football Hall of Fame as well. And what some great athletes that we talked about with some birthdays today, some great events and games that were played on this day, and you know, of course, that Ice Bowl, the most memorable one of them all for December 31st. So we hope you are enjoyed this great presentation of football history. We're glad that you joined us once again, and we hope that you'll join us again and again each and every day, because we are here with your football history headlines and your football history of the great gridiron game. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts. It's found right here on the Sports History Network.